Welcome to Leash on Life. We're about to find out what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter located at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Andrea Ferrier is here to help us out. Tell us what's going on at the animal shelter this week.
Well, thank you so much. It's always nice to be here, and I'm happy to report that it's fairly quiet this week at the animal shelter.
Good.
We like those weeks, yes. Felt like for a while we were kind of overrun, but we still have plenty of animals available, but not quite as many as we did before. So I guess we'll just get started. I'm hoping there are a lot of people out there who are looking for a cat. It's getting to be fall. The weather's going to get cooler. It's been beautiful lately. You know, who doesn't want a cat to snuggle with on their lap when you're thinking about the winter months, right? Right. Yeah, you're on the same page. So we have some cats available. First off, we have a male gray striped cat. He's an adult. He's real dignified, laid back fellow, you know, going to be perfectly content to watch you or participate, but not really needy or pushy. Then we also have possibly the most affectionate cat I've ever met. And that's saying something because I've met a lot of cats. This is a young cat, about 9 months, maybe a year old, something like that. Black and white. Happens to be wearing a collar and a bell right now. But this is such a friendly cat. And so this is the one, if you want a lot of attention, a lot of affection, this would be a great fit for you. And then if you want one that's just a little bit younger and really you can kind of mold their personality as much as personalities can be molded, we have 3 8- to 10-week-old kittens, a gray one, a tiger-striped one, and an orange tabby. And they're, you know, friendly, fun, cute. They're kittens.
Who doesn't love a kitten?
Right. Enough said. Right. And then we also have a 3 to 4 month old kitten, a black male. And this cat loves to talk. Talk to it and it meows back and it's vocal. Those can be really, really fun cats to have. So ones with lots of personality or special little quirks. So that might be a fun one also. And that's what we have in the cat department for adoption. We do happen to have a couple of sets of kittens. We have a set of black and white kittens that'll be ready very, very soon. Mom has done a great job with those. And then we have a set of tiger stripe kittens that are a little bit younger, but they'll be ready later also. So
definitely, if you're looking for a cat, now is the time to go to the shelter and hopefully give one of these cats or maybe multiple cats a forever home.
Yeah, that's right. You know, if you get two animals, there is something to be said for cats, especially if you get two of them, they keep each other company if you have to be gone at work or at school. So
definitely.
And before the snow flies, I know we don't want to think about that, but it will happen. And before snow flies, you want to have this pet in place. Who wants to be scrambling on the first winter day looking for a pet, you know, to have? You want to have this in place. So now's a great time.
I love it. Definitely pre-plan for that. You don't want to be caught, you know,
catless,
searching for a cat at the last minute.
Right. We'll do our best to help you out in that case too. But we also do have one dog available for adoption right now. She's the only one available for adoption, and she's just a little girl. She's an adult, but she is a Chihuahua mix. She's white and kind of black and orange, tricolored, really, really mellow. You know, a lot of dogs are nervous or skittish, or they kind of, you know, they shake, or they're excitable and really energetic. She's just real laid back and mellow, which is, I think, a little unusual for a small breed dog. She's happy to see you and very friendly, but not over exuberant or really, really talkative or anything like that. So she'd probably make a really great companion, you know, maybe for a family or a single person. I think she'd be a good fit in a lot of different homes.
Definitely sounds like it. Little dogs are the cutest. Oh. I've known people with Chihuahuas, and despite what some people say, I think they're really great.
They have a lot of personality in those little bodies.
They really do. And from my experience, they've gotten along really well with kids. So
yeah, absolutely. A good fit for a family. Absolutely.
Yes. And an even better thing is the fact that if someone wants to adopt from the shelter, it's not going to cost them hundreds of dollars to do it.
You do not have to take out a second mortgage on your house. It's $10 for cats, $25 for dogs. You do have to get them spayed or neutered, but that's the law in Iowa. So
yeah.
And it's just a good idea for your animals, you know. It doesn't get much more affordable than that to have a new friend.
Definitely not. I definitely like prices like that.
You betcha. If you're going to come on down to see the animals, which you should, because you'll fall in love with them, and then you'll want to take them home. The hours of the shelter are Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Andrea, for giving us the scoop on everything going down at the Atlantic Animal Shelter this week.
Absolutely. We hope people come visit. And when you do, tell the staff you heard about the animals on KJAN.
All right. Thank you so much, Andrea. We'll post this program on KJAN.com, and we'll... that'll be it for this week on Leash on Life.